Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin. How you doing?
How was the game yesterday?
It was a great time in the suite.
So not good at the end?
No, it was very upsetting at the end.
Well, Lupe was happy.
Lupe was happy, unfortunately.
Yeah, good for Lupe, though. You know, she's got a... She got Harbaugh. She got a old piss whistle over there who can't get tackled. Good on her. Other shenanigans yesterday in the NFL. We had a fight at the end of Sunday Night Football yesterday.
Did you see the play?
Yeah, I saw the play, and then I saw the fisticuffs at the end.
Yeah.
This was man camp. Brian Branch got into it with, I think, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, he messed him up.
And this is what Man Campbell had to say.
Let me start with this. I love Brian Branch, but what he did is inexcusable, and it's not going to be accepted here. It's not what we do. It's not what we're about. I apologize to Coach Reed and the Chiefs and, you know, and Schuster. That's not okay. That's not what we do here, and it's not going to be okay. He knows it. Our team knows it, and that's not what we do.
Can only bite kneecaps until the whistle blows.
Yeah.
If I'm Brian Branch, I'm scared.
It comes across as being a sore loser.
Yep.
But, I mean, dude, if you walk over me and drag your junk over my face like that.
That's a fight.
Me and you fight.
That's a fight.
Oh, that's what. That's a fight. Who did that, Mahomes or Juju?
No. Juju Smith during the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hit him in the back and then walked over him.
Yeah.
So he ain't do nothing during that. He ain't retaliate. But you could tell and then right there was, after that play, he said something.
Yeah, and there was a thing with like him and Mahomes at the end of the game, too, that didn't go great. And then it kind of just all boiled over.
Right, yeah, Mahomes went to, you know, shake his hand, like, you know, give him a dap.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it. And then Juju saw it, but then Juju went to give him a dap, and then he just cold cocked him.
You need to learn to fight when it matters, like the Panthers. And right now, the Panthers are steamrolling everybody.
Well, because it's legal.
Paul Maurice, this is what he had to say on Anton Lundell, who continues to impress for the Cats.
Anton has just kind of his continuation on his important play for us last year. He got put into a role that was critical, that if it's not Barkov, it's Lundell against some really dynamic players throughout the playoffs. And he's just... growing and maturing. He's a veteran player now at a young age, but we have a high expectation of what he's able to do, what he should be able to do. I think more importantly, he has that expectation for himself.
Yeah. Cats right now are lighting everybody up. They won 6-2.
Best players are out, and they still just steamroll.
They're a machine right now.
Because they're deep.
They got the Flyers tonight. Tarasov is going to make his first start between the pipes tonight. So Bob starts off 3-0. They're going with Daniil Tarasov.
First road game.
Yep.
First road trip.
Yep. Road trip coming on up. I think it's five on the road.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, five on the road for the Cats.
That's the one thing I'll say. I tip my hat to basketball and hockey and baseball. Y'all be leaving and going on trips for like a week and a half and stuff like that all over the country. I remember we started hyperventilating one time when we played a game and just stayed out. Like, we didn't come back in between games.
Sergei Bobrovsky. That's what he had to say about starting off 3-0.
I mean, it's great to have a rhythm. You know, it's great to see the action, you know, the game action. So, it's all good. We're excited to move on.
He sounds it.
You can't tell whether he just won the Stanley Cup.
Nope.
Or he just won like 8 straight, right? Or lost 2.
Love him.
He's the same.
Even keel.
Just keep
focused, up. Man.
Yeah. Focus. Or when you say I had that bleep taste in my mouth.
Oh, my God. Tough day for me. So Panthers at it tonight. So you guys can hear that on AM 560 tonight. The Cats will be there. The Heat, they're taking on the Hawks. That's an early start tonight, 6 o'clock. I would imagine you're going to see more of the regulars tonight.
They got this is their fifth or fourth?
This is their fifth.
Okay.
Fifth.
Got one more after this.
Got the scrimmage.
And then the season starts next week.
Yes. So we got game tonight in Atlanta, red, white, pink game on Wednesday, final preseason game on Friday against Memphis at home, and then open the season next Wednesday in Orlando.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you sing this thing. It ain't like they're on that yeah, channel.
Just once.
When just is once. That? Once?
Once.
What game once is that?
I think it's the Bucks.
It's the Bucks one night
game.
A week.
They got one Amazon. I think they got like
no, I'm
one
not talking about the Heat. I'm talking about just the basketball.
No, yeah, they got like two nights a week, I think. Maybe NBC. Yeah. But
you're going to need a roadmap to figure out all the places there's basketball this year. Prime and NBC,
not really.
ESPN.
I know I always got Eric Reed.
Yep.
Yeah, but so, but understand this. You're only going to get him for the regular season. If they make the playoffs, all the playoff games are going to go to
Amazon Prime.
The national TV deal.
They're not putting playoff games on Prime, are they?
Yeah. I think everybody's getting playoff games.
That's the only thing that kind of upset me about the ticket. In football, I don't want YouTube TV and just to get the ticket.
Bam Adebayo, this was him on his lady, Asia Wilson, winning it all.
Obviously, getting here, buying in and to what we do and focusing on that, but also having to go to see my significant other.
What was it like, just the emotion? We saw it on TV. We saw you interviewed by the WNBA after the game, walking over to the celebration. What's it like? You know what winning at the highest level is like, having been to the finals twice. What's it like to share in someone else's joy like that?
Oh, man, you're just blessed to be a part of it. You know, that's the thing about shared success, man. You're just blessed to be a part of it. You're blessed to see somebody have that much success. Somebody who you start comparing to Bill Russell. And you talk about how much of the greatness that they have.
There you go, Bam Adebayo.
Aww, he love his girl.
Two scoops of adorable.
Somebody
those two.
Say, Bam, take some notes from your girl.
I'm saying.
I tell you what, she did at one point in the game. I thought she did the Akeem shake.
Man,
listen,
she's good.
She's got a picture that nobody can ever say. She hit a game-winning basket over a married couple. That is classic.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely crazy.
She is, finals MVP, MVP, DPOY.
But she did reek of beer. That was the funny part when they were taking pictures together. He's like, ugh, you smell.
Well, she was toasty in those press conferences.
I think she was she had a little 420 at the end. There was a lot of, even her coach was Becky Hammond was like, like, ooh, God.
Isn't that crazy, though? Becky Hammond, she was with Pop.
Yep.
And, like, yeah.
Crazy, man. Congrats to the Aces. Take a break. Get back into the Dolphins. Back after this.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.